large conference room upstairs. Appreciate your all being here, and maybe we could start by going around the room with introductions.
Sissy Martin, Tulare County.
Kit Billings, Wasatch Front Regional Council.
Jake Clay, Inside Engineering Consultant for the County.
Larry Blender, Grassville City.
Melissa Phillips with the Blackout Project.
Paul Stein with UDOT Planning.
Jeff Miller with Swillig County Planning Zone.
Juan Liz Bradley, UDOT Project Manager, Mid Valley Highway.
Debbie Wynn, Twilla City Mayor.
Paul Hansen, Twilla City Engineering.
Jim Bolser, Community Development Director for Twilla City.
Brad Palmer, Region 2 Traffic Operations Engineer.
Great. And Wayne Bennion with Wasatch Front Regional Council. Any comments on, apologize, we ran off without hard copies of the agenda and February meeting minutes, but if you want us to postpone the approval of those minutes for February, we're happy to do that. So you tell me what your preference is, if you would prefer to go ahead and approve those based on the electronic version that was sent, or if you'd rather wait until the next meeting. I saw a head nod on going ahead and approving them. Anybody care to make a motion?
I motion.
Thank you, Larry.
Also.
Jim, thanks. All in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you. And we'll turn it over to Juan for an update on the Mid Valley Highway project.
Okay, so we're moving forward with that project, going well on schedule to deliver for advertisement in November. We just passed 60% design this past month in May. Some of the struggles we've been working through are finalizing utilities. There was a major utility, Utah Nevada petroleum line that conflicted with our project, and that impacted how our alignment had to shift. We've been in negotiation with them for them to move out of our way to the south side of Sheep Lane. They initially wanted us to move. So it's going tentatively all right. There's lawyers involved. So anyway.
That's our favorite way to do it, right?
But the whole story. Our alignment is locked. We're moving forward with right-of-way, transferring the right-of-way over to UDOT so that we can build. We had our pre-meeting with the Corps of Engineers for our 404 permit, which is kind of the critical path of the project, to break ground where the wetlands are. So they've reviewed the site and tentatively gave us the go-ahead right now to put the documents together for the permit. And we've identified a site for mitigating wetlands. It's 37 acres worth that we're going to convert into wetlands on site near I-80. And that basically catches up to now. So, budget-wise, we're on track. We're pretty close to what's the commission amount right now. So once we get closer to bidding, we'll know how much. For right now,
well, okay. There's not much to add to anything, though. So.
Great.
A couple of questions. Can you remind me who the consultant is that you're working with?
We've got a team. Half of the work is being done in-house, but we do have Avenue and Lochner helping out. We have Stanley doing right-of-way and survey. We have RB&G doing geotechnical, so it's a variety.
You're involving everyone then, basically.
Exactly.
And then the second question is, who will be involved in the review of those planning handsets? Will that be the county doing that, or will it be any opportunity for, you know, Grantsville or Twilla or SPID to have that as well? You know what the intent is? Probably to keep it as small as you can.
We are. A lot of that is reviewed internally at UDOT. Twilla County has been sending someone. It was Jerry for a while, but to be part of the team. So.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mom? Go ahead.
So, yeah, I don't know what questions you guys want to know about. Just, I guess, an update of what we're working on as things, or like regional projects, or.
Oh, sorry. So,
Twilla County planning and zoning?
Well, that I appreciate that. That would be helpful.
So we're currently working on our planned community ordinance. So that will be before the county commission on the 19th. That allows for large scale master plan communities. So we're working on that. So that's something that's important, especially with Mid-Valley Corridor coming in. Probably going to see growth out here as a result because of that. We're also working on our active transportation plan. I don't know how many of you are aware of that, but probably in August we'll be taking that before the planning commission for approval. But we're really excited about that because at the subdivision level, we're going to have greater connectivity and trails and things like that. We'd actually like to get other jurisdictions in the valley involved with that. So once we adopt it, if anyone wants to take it and modify it for Grantsville City or Twilla City, use some of the information in there, because we think, you know, as we broaden it a little bit, we can have greater connectivity and more regional trails and things like that add build out. Those are probably the main things we're working on, and then just typical planning stuff, but doing the best we can.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Jeff? I have one other question on the Mid-Valley. Do you know when they're intending to take the jurisdictional transfer for commission approval?
The transfer for Mid-Valley itself or the old SR-138?
Well, so if my understanding is that UDOT will be taking the northern piece of Mid-Valley and the county will take over the SR-138 piece east of Mid-Valley, is that? Yeah,
that's correct. So we're in the process, well, the SR-138 portion's been transferred.
Already?
That went through commission in May. The portion on Mid-Valley, we're in the midst of doing that, transferring the deed.
Okay.
There's a little bit of complications because it was recorded with no access restrictions, and we're trying to correct that.
Okay.
Before we deed it over to UDOT.
Any other comments and or questions on either of those? Appreciate the update very much, and glad to hear there's some good progress. So, but thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Let's see, Melissa, structures, I-80 structures.
Yes, we're at some general one pager and some business cards. If any of you guys are interested, if you want to pass that around. We have gotten started on Black Rock, as I'm sure many of you have seen or experienced.
Really? Where?
It's a very popular project.
Did people freak out?
We did have a lot of phone calls during the closure. Our primary focus at the moment is on SR36 at the off-ramp into Lake Point. As you can see, there's a lane closure going in, and they are preparing the bridge realignment. You can see that they have the they've got fill piled up pretty high, so they're working on ground settlement. And that lane closure going into SR36 should be, I think it should be removed at the end of the week. At least that's what the construction plans say. We haven't quite gotten started, obviously, on the lane closure, on the bridges at I-80. The lane closure we had last week was for emergency potholing and patching. But we do anticipate that when we get ready to demolish part of that bridge and reconstruct it, there will be another lane closure traffic impact. Based off of how the last closure went, I know that they're still kind of tweaking some of those final details, so I don't have an exact idea of what they're going to do, but you should expect that there will be a long-term closure. It could be very impactful to traffic. Brad might have some better insight.
It'll be about, my understanding from the project, it'll be about a three-week closure. Mm-hmm. What they have to do is they're going to switch all of traffic onto one side, so you'll have one lane going east, one going west, while they build. I forget which side. Are they
the
doing
westbound
first?
Side. Yeah.
And they've got to build that up about 8 feet higher than it currently is to get clearance over the railroad to meet current standards. Right. So that's why it's a three-week closure, because they have to build that grade. If we didn't have to do that, it would be much shorter.
And when they shift traffic over, part of that work is they're going to demolish the existing westbound structure. So there's a lot of work that's going to be taking place during that closure.
We're currently looking at different options to see if we can get more traffic through there at one point, trying to get more diversion onto 201. What we saw last time was not as many people as we hoped took 201. They just waited to take I-80 for whatever reason. So we're going to try to get better messaging out to take 201, try to get, we're using some real-time data that we're going to put together a website for, so people can get on there and see what's actually happening live before they leave to go into work or come home, try to make decisions. That last Monday, we're still diving into the data, but what it appears happened was we didn't see an increase in the number of people traveling. What happened was everybody shifted, trying to beat the rush, and because everybody left at the same time, it actually made it worse. So we're going to try to get more data out there for everybody so they can make better decisions on when to come and go.
There are some existing message boards way ahead of that on I-80. Is there an opportunity to expand those to help get people off and look at other routes?
Yeah, that's going to be part of our plan. We're trying to tie this live data into those boards that you saw out there so that we can show, like, here's your travel time taking I-80, here it is taking 201.
Kind of like the last one says, we're not kidding, it's going to get really bad if you don't get off.
That live data is actually already on the website, which if you look at the blue bar at the bottom of the page, you can go there and see it, and it's at the very bottom of the website. We haven't quite harnessed the data, like Brad is saying, so we can get it out to everyone. So we're going to just try and use this as like a lessons learned so that we can improve our outreach methods and hopefully get the message out a little bit better. So it's a work in progress. Hopefully we'll be able to improve for the next round.
And are they still doing a bridge slide project?
Yes.
Any time frame, roughly, for the 3-week closure?
So...
Listen carefully, because I won't be here.
Yeah. Are you going to be out of town?
Yes. You're scheduling your vacation?
Yes, I'm scheduling it right now.
You got enough in the bank? Okay, so they need to get approval from the railroad. They're thinking early to mid-July is when they are going to get approval. And I'm hearing the 60 or the 3-week closure. I'm not entirely sure. I'm hearing it follows after that, so they can prepare for the slide, and the slide is in September or October. I'm gonna be honest, I've been hearing a lot of different things from a lot of different people, so I'm trying to nail down details. If you would like to be signed up for email updates, I'm happy to, we'll include that information as it becomes available. And I think also the contractor and the project team, they're still trying to, they're kind of floating their options and trying to play around a little bit with what options they do have. So,
can you take back a question to the team about when they expect to be finished next year? I'm wondering if there's going to be a conflict between when Mid Valley starts and when Black Rock ends.
So they are expecting late spring, early summer for final completion.
Okay.
That's a little bit squishy at the moment. I think summer is the.
That's when you're projected to begin, though, isn't it?
We're projected to begin. Early start is in April, and late start is July.
And tell me, starting will be with the midday change?
Yes, because the race will be to get the earth in, the compact, the interchange to get it to settle, and then they'll have to build the road up, the full 5 miles worth of the road up. It's really poor ground, so they're going to be pouring in rocks and pouring in import. So it's a lot of materials. We're looking at 25 million tons of import materials. It's a lot of. So they will use that full 9 months to try to get work in. The paving portion at the end is very quick.
Right.
It's about 2 months, we're done. But building that road up is something else.
It sounds like there's a possibility we could miss each other or we could overlap. I guess it just depends how the project goes. But I'll let the project team know at our next meeting.
And then UNEB, we expect to have them move this winter, along with Rocky Mountain Power. They have some overhead transmission lines. It's kind of middle of nowhere, so it won't impact. Other than some development or manufacturing sites out west that they're feeding to, power to.
Other questions for Melissa? All right. Thank you. Appreciate the report. Rap, state permitting.
Yeah, so.
And permits on state routes.
I guess just a reminder, anytime there's special events or work the county or Tooele City or Grantsville sees going on state routes, we just need to have permits. They are no cost to other cities and counties. The reason I wanted to bring this up was the end of May, I was coming home on a Saturday. It was towards the end of the month. I think it was like a lantern festival or something that was occurring. And we had some delays going back from 138 on to SR36. If we know that there's going to be a large amount of traffic coming through, we can make quick adjustments to the signals out there and just flush people through. I just wanted to bring that up. So if you know of an event that's going to come, you're expecting a lot of traffic heading out, just give us a heads up and we can make some coordination adjustments on those signals, on the timing out there, and just push people straight through so that they're not getting backed up.
Would we contact you directly, Brad, or is there someone specific we would need to reach out to for
when the permit is pulled itself, like for a special event like that? If you just mention it there in the permit, we can make the adjustments. We'll probably just make a quick phone call to make sure we understand everything. And then we can have the signals desk at the traffic operations center either watch it live or just make adjustments beforehand. So, or you can call me directly, either way. Yeah. Just to help traffic flow a little smoother.
Comments, questions?
I have a related permit question. Tula City is working with the Tula Army Depot to provide a secondary emergency waterline connection that will require them to come into the UDOT right away where we have an existing 12-inch line.
Okay.
They're telling us they're having trouble finding the contact in your office to get that permit. Who would we direct them to?
Shane Safford.
Shane Stafford?
Safford.
Safford.
Yeah. I'll give you his phone number just in a second. He does all of our encroachment. His number is 801-910-2188. And you want his email?
Sure, that'd be great.
L Safford, SAFFORD, at utah.gov.
The L is silent and Shane, is it?
It's a silent L.
Yes, his real first name is Lauren.
L Safford at utah.gov.
Yeah.
Now, can the Army make that permit application, or does it need to be the city?
Either one can.
Either can pull them. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And then those encroachment permits are usually pretty quick turnaround.
Like, well, that's what we've found, and I was kind of surprised that they keep coming back and saying, oh, we can't do it. UDOT's impossible to work with. And it's like, no, they're not. Actually, they're actually very, very good. So
you just have to call.
Yeah.
Pick up the phone.
So anyway, thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
Thank you.
All right. Last item before other business. Just wanted to make you aware or remind you that the RPO having a valley-wide plan that's been agreed to by all of the local governments really strengthens the opportunity for it doesn't guarantee it, but it strengthens the opportunity for obtaining funding for moving projects in the plan forward, whether they be transit or highway or active transportation. And as you'll recall, the update to the plan has not been finalized. And wanted to suggest for your consideration perhaps including some language in there or on the highway phasing map, which I'll distribute shortly, something like further evaluation of the alignment for the SR201 extension is anticipated, similar to the language that's currently on here for the phase 3 of the Mid Valley Highway. Any reaction to that suggestion? Any objection to this recommendation? Okay. Thank you. One other suggestion would be that perhaps we modify phase one to go from 2019 to 2030, and phase two to go from 2031 to 2040. Any comments on that suggestion?
To 40? Or would you extend that longer?
Well, so then, that's a great question. The analysis that was discussed by the RPO a few years ago only looked out to 2040, so I'm a little reluctant to suggest going out to a farther horizon at this point in time, but if there's preference to do that, we could certainly entertain that. But I would at least like to see what the group thinks about modifying that first phase to go to 2030. Okay. Other thoughts? All right. Well, anything else stick out to you as needing tweaking or adjustment? While you're mulling that over, let's also distribute this. So you'll recall that this second map includes both route type as well as proposed phasing for active transportation or bicycle routes. And so I guess what I'd ask with this is if you do have any changes you'd like to see, let me know as soon as possible, and we'll try and make adjustments or bring them back to the group.
I've got one I'd like to propose adding. Okay. On the both maps, Tulloch County School District has indicated to us that they intend to build a high school west of Home Depot.
Okay.
And where this is going out to 2040, I would suggest we show what it would be between Home Depot and Barra Boulevard.
Okay. Thank you. That sounds good. Any word on the time frame?
It takes 2 years to build, and they talked about bonding in 2 years, so I would say 4 to 5 years now.
Next 4 years, huh?
5 years. Next 5 years is what Dr. Rogers said to me is what they anticipate.
Okay.
Certainly within the 2040 time frame, though.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Very good.
Question about this. Have the Tulloch County Commissioners reached out to you about their plans for the Ochre Expressway along the East Bench?
Yes.
Okay.
Or in other words, we've had some communication about that.
Right.
And
feasibility.
And that's part of the, that's the main reason for that suggestion on the adding language on here, that it's anticipated that the alignment will be evaluated, but
in future.
Where this is just a planning level document, and there's value in having a finalized, updated plan, that would be my recommendation, is to have some language that further evaluation, and that's really normal part of the process is you lay out a plan that's got a rough idea and a placeholder, perhaps, so to speak, and then through additional study, through the environmental process, that alignment gets adjusted or tweaked, please.
Another planned school to be added is across on Bates Canyon Road, across the street to the south from Stansbury High School, will be a junior high, and a relatively similar timeline for the high school behind Home Depot.
Okay.
Sorry, Jake, I know that's your front door, but I told you I'd get you.
I knew it was coming.
Thank you. All right. And then last but not least, take one more look at this summary of the transit plan element and let me know if you have any comments on it.
Several times about park and ride facilities, looking at various options, either one on the south end of Tula City for the those of Community Dogway or location south. Mm-hmm. With Mid Valley Highway coming in, is there a need or interest in a park and ride at that location? I mean, I don't know what UTA will do with their bus, but that may be, is that going to be an added stop that they may be looking at, and would there be value in having a park and ride in that general location?
Appreciate that. So, thank you, Paul.
And can we define near, what near, intermediate, and long in terms of years?
Of course not. Fuzzy.
It sounds like our council, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just kidding. If the group would like to put some more precise time frames on there.
Who's paying for this? That's part of my question. Is you not paying for it in UTA?
Tomorrow.
Then 1 to 2 years. Yeah. 2 to 3 and 3 to 5.
Got it. Great. So, excellent thoughts. On the first, on the park and ride, why don't we include some language on the near term? I can't remember what's in the draft text for the document, but it seems like for the near term, some kind of study of additional park and ride locations, perhaps.
So I think the only two we have in the valley are Grantsville's. You've got a park and ride, correct?
Yes.
Tula City has one about 2400 North, and Stansbury Park has one. So, we've got
so those three. Are the three main. Yeah, certainly. So, thank you. That would be good. As far as more precise time frames, any preferences? Without necessarily committing anybody to funding.
Well, the near term really doesn't commit us to a lot of money anyway. It's more just looking at it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's examining, it's continuing development, it's discussing.
Exactly.
The only cost would be the extended hours.
The paper.
And an improvement.
Oh, is that?
Is there any value to tying the dates to the same as the ones on the highway phasing? Granted, this has three steps for that, has two.
Right.
Is there any validity to looking at those timelines for comparison?
What do you think?
Can we say one more time, please?
I just wondered the question about what is, how do we define near, intermediate, and long term? And I just asked if there's any value to tying it to the same timelines that are on the draft highway phasing.
I think you could do that at least for the intermediate and the long term. Because I mean, you're going out to 2030.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'd say. This has three steps, or that has two, but at least if we have some consistency in timelines to some degree, it would potentially help with funding and other things.
Sounds reasonable.
Yes.
So if we put the intermediate term out to 2030 and the long term out to 2040 plus, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Does that mean they're restricted to those times?
Not necessarily.
But I'd hate to do that.
Right, right. So I think if we, I mean, and like we were talking earlier, where this is planning level, I think we can be, we don't have to bind ourselves. It's not like it's a binding document, but really helps. Another tool to be helpful in the pursuit of implementing various projects.
I just think there's value in putting a date or a time, because if we don't put a date or a time, it'll naturally just continue to bump.
Okay.
And where we meet frequently enough, I think, Commissioner, there might be an opportunity if we meet next month and find a need to change these times, then you can make an adjustment. Because I agree with what you're saying, you know, we don't want to tie ourselves up unnecessarily in anything.
But we do want to have a destination.
Correct.
We need to have a plan so we know where we're going. And if we can, we can adjust it a long way, of course. But we at least need to know what we're looking at, why and how. So if we can adjust, we can make a difference, we can put it together, whatever it takes, let's do it.
Very good, very good. Thank you. That's
good. And I would propose that the near term be no further than 5 years out. That may be too long.
Okay.
But where there is a spending of money, we need to obligate somebody from spending money that they may not have today.
What do you think? Do you want to put 2024? Do you want to put something earlier?
I'd say within 5 years.
Okay.
So we're not limiting it. Right. Besides, Ann may have some more money left over. And I won't take advantage of it.
Great. Okay.
Can I go back and do a question?
Please.
This shows bicycle paths along the Valley Highway. Is that part of the design?
It's not.
And crossing the interstate. So is that a conflict? I mean, are we going to be able to cross the interstate, or?
Again, where this is a planning level document, I think we'll, the intent, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the intent is to have something on the plan, so that if opportunity presents itself, or there is, like when the
future phases,
as a future phase
could accommodate it.
So we'd be okay with that?
Yeah, we have interchanges, areas that we plan for future interchanges that could accommodate where crossings happen.
You have enough right of way to accommodate a trail?
Not right now, but in future phases, it would.
Do
just bikes. I mean, how wide are they? Seriously.
they're about twice this width.
I'm trying to remember, doesn't the draft active transportation plan show a separated bike path along Mid Valley?
I don't know about along Mid Valley. I have to go back and look at that.
Or is it along 138?
It may be 138. I don't remember one. We've got enough room in Mid Valley to do that, but I don't remember the present plan including that, do you?
No, it does not.
For our 201 bike pass, that would be a great way to go, to have it along that.
I mean, should this document reflect what the draft active transportation plan is showing?
It's up to this group, I think. I don't think it hurts to have more on here than
what that shows.
Than what that shows. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you. And time frame wise, I think what would be desirable is to try and finalize this plan, the RPO plan, certainly before next spring, which is when the MPOs and UDOT and UTA are finalizing their update to statewide and regional plans. So maybe by next meeting we can pin down some more definitive dates in terms of public comment and other steps involved in preparing additional materials that help support these maps and the transit system. All right. Other items of business. Hearing none. If we stay to our regular schedule, next meeting would be the second Monday in August, and that's probably the 13th. Is that correct?
13th.
Yeah, let's plan on August 13th, and we'll see, and we'll go from there.
Would you like to meet here again? Or just continue to meet here?
This room is booked at least through the year for the normal pattern.
Sounds good. Thank you. Terrific. Thank you. Appreciate the updates and discussion on the other items. And we'll stand adjourned. Yeah.